Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I would like to congratulate you for the excellent organization of this very important event. And coming back to the issue of climate change, I do well remember, as all of you, when we started our discussions about the potential climate change impact on agriculture some 20 years ago, nobody would have ever imagined that we would have reached to this time when we experienced direct and serious consequences to our agriculture due to very rapid and deteriorating climate change parameters. Of course, now we have to face the reality, as my colleague from Slovenia, a country which is situated nearby Albania, indicated. This year we experienced a heavy frost unseen before. For 60 years' time, we never experienced such frost, which inflicted heavy damages to our agriculture. And in 5 years' time that I took over as Minister of Agriculture, we have been experiencing frequent floods, never seen before. It looks that the weather has changed. The weather pattern has changed. We are experiencing a kind of tropical weather. So we were used with some steady parameters of weather, like a steady rainfall during the winter time. Now, no longer, we don't see that happening anymore. We have heavy rainfalls, enormous quantity of water dropping from the sky and creating a lot of constraints, a lot of problems to our irrigation and flood protection systems, creating casualties. So this is something happening. We have to deal with it. And, of course, this cannot be dealt on a single base initiative. On the other hand, of course, we are experiencing the emerging of diseases which were not seen before in our region. It started in early 2000s when we had for the first time blue tongue appearing in our region. Blue tongue now has been spread up to the northern part of Europe, affecting Germany, Denmark. It's no longer a regional issue, it's a European issue. And it started by the fact that the vector scarlet disease, which were basically located in Africa, now have crossed Africa. Now they entered in our region and carrying, of course, agents of the disease. And this year, you know, we were heavily affected by lumpy skin, another disease affecting our cattle, creating a lot of problems. We had a lot of losses. And, of course, we see that even the disease which entered Europe, let's say, a couple of years ago, it started moving from the European part of Turkey, crossing Bulgaria, entering Greece, entering Albania, Kosovo, moving north, and I can bet that it will reach sometimes even the northern part of Europe. So it's no longer a regional issue. It's a worldwide issue, something which we need to address in a concerted way. We need to put in place strategies of controlling the disease, of trying to refrain it, of trying to protect our own animals through mass vaccination, which of course comports a lot of efforts, joint efforts. And of course, we see that now our agriculture has to cope with this reality. It looks, however, that we consider that small farming was considered, as a matter of fact, as a handicap for the development of agriculture. And still it is not considered to be so competitive to compared to large-scale agriculture. But when it comes to climate change, it looks that small farming practices can easily adapt to the climate change challenges compared to large-scale farming. So most probably we need to encourage now and not refrain small-scale farming, considering what is happening in terms of climate change. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of issues that we would like to discuss with each other, but I'm sure that everybody from you is experiencing in your own country the consequences of the climate change and its impact on the overall agriculture production. My message is clear. We need to have concerted actions. We need to adopt joint strategies in trying to cope with these events, which are, as a matter of fact, actually having a negative impact on our agriculture, on our food production systems, on our food safety system, because you know higher temperature can also have a negative impact on food safety issue. So there are a lot of issues that need to be addressed in a joint manner, in a concerted manner, and only by having this common approach we might hope that we can somehow mitigate the risk associated with climate change. Once again, let me thank you again for my providing this opportunity to address to this prestigious assembly, and wish you all the best. Thank you.